The Homeland Security Department says it's the latest piece of a five-month expansion of their See Something, Say Something campaign. So far, the department's been focused on pounding that message home to the general public. Now, says Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, something a bit more focused.
Today, we're taking this effort even a bit further by expanding the If You See Something, Say Something campaign to the more than 9,000 federal facilities across our country that are owned or leased by the General Services Administration and protected by our own Federal Protective Service.
Starting this week, federal facilities across the country have signs and posters adorning their walls with the See Something, Say Something message. Eric Patterson heads DHS's Federal Protective Service, the agency in charge of security at GSA facilities.
Our officers have placed these posters throughout our facilities, and I think we're at the 95% rate today, and they're in high traffic areas, entrances, and a security post manned by protective security officers.
The message is the same as the one that Homeland Security officials have been delivering to the public. And the public campaign expanded this week, too, with announcements that shopping malls and the nation's largest retailer, Walmart, have agreed to join in. But in the case of federal facilities and federal workers, the signs aren't just about marketing the message. Bob Peck is GSA's commissioner of the Public Building Service.
But one of the most useful things about the posters is that there's a number to call. And so if you see something, you know where to say something. That's important, too.
That toll-free number connects to a 24/7 call center staffed by FPS agents.
They are trained to respond quickly, whether this means immediately dispatching an FPS officer to a facility or forwarding the call to the appropriate law enforcement agency.
GSA Administrator Martha Johnson tells Federal News Radio that while they want federal workers to stay vigilant, they don't feel like that's going to be a tall order.
We have a fair amount of faith in the federal worker, and they're involved in and focused on government activities, and it's sort of in their consciousness already. So it's about being a community together. We certainly emphasize communities a great deal.
Meanwhile, Peck, the Public Building Service Commissioner, says the GSA is also working on other measures to increase the safety and security of the buildings it owns and manages.
We're looking at agencies about being a little more uniform on our access procedures into federal buildings, because right now there are a lot of different rules at a lot of different buildings, and we're thinking that for various reasons that we need to get together better on those.
Peck says they're also making some new refinements that will help the agency and its federal tenants decide which buildings make the most sense to lease space in from a security perspective, and how to design and construct new federal buildings that have built-in security features on day one. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.